Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 14 this morning, and we're going to look at one of the most famous stories in the ministry of Jesus, the story of Jesus walking on the water, and then Peter walking on the water. Peter walking out toward Jesus on the water. Peter leaving the boat and walking on the water toward Jesus. And we're going to get there in just a moment. But the title of the podcast this morning is Walking Toward Jesus. And the question is, what does it look like for us right now in this season to walk toward Jesus? What does that look like? And I do mean in this season because, you know, 4 years ago, if somebody were to ask me the question, what does it look like to walk toward Jesus? I would have had, you know, this answer. 2 years ago, I would have had this answer. This morning, I have this answer. If I think about my relationship with Angie or my relationship with Levi or my relationship with Johnny or my role as a pastor of a local community, I would have different answers. And so I want to take just a little bit more time maybe this morning as we think through not only our roles, but our relationships, the places and, you know, the people that God has given us the privilege of doing life together with, or the vocations that God has given us the privilege to be like Him in the midst of. What does it look like to walk toward Jesus? What does it look like to get out of the boat, if you will, to get off the bench, you know, to face our fears and to walk toward Jesus? So could we just reflect about that for a minute? And let's just ask the Holy Spirit to give us answers. Now, for some of us, the answer might come quite quickly. For others of us, we may need to reflect a little bit and think a little bit, which is exactly what we're doing in the morning and then throughout the day as we walk and talk with Jesus. But there's the question, what does it look like to walk toward Jesus, to get out of the boat and onto the water? And so in the Gospel of Matthew, right in the middle of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, beginning in verse 22, it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of them to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was alone, and the boat, right, that the disciples were in, was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves and the wind that were against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come out to you on the water." "Come," he says. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Now, we'll finish the story tomorrow, because really this is going to be part one of a two-part podcast. So we'll continue right there tomorrow morning. But picture that scene. I mean, it's, you know, it's early in the morning, and probably not quite light yet, and the boat is a considerable distance from the shore, and Jesus goes out of the boat walking on the water. And they're afraid, right? And they cry out in fear, and Jesus immediately calms them down. And then when Peter realizes that it's Jesus, he says, "Okay, Lord, if it's you," you know, typical Peter, you know, let's do it. Peter's always ready to get it. He says, "Let me come out to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter steps out of the boat and onto the water, and he begins to walk toward Jesus. You know, now back to our question, what does it look like right now in this season, in this place, in this vocation, as a coach, as a preacher, as a parent, whatever, as a boyfriend, as a girlfriend? What does it look like right now in this season, in this moment, to get out of the boat and to walk toward Jesus? And, you know, this story and this podcast and what the Spirit of God wants to do with us today will have so much more power, so much more punch if we can, in humility, provide an answer to that question. And verse 27, Jesus says, take courage. You know, that's big and that's true because it will take courage. However we answer that question, you know, whatever it looks like to answer that question, whatever it looks like for us to get off the bench and into the game or have that conversation or do this or whatever, but if we're going to get out of the boat and onto the water, it's going to take courage. And one of our presidents, I can't remember which one, said, courage is not the absence of fear, but acting in spite of fear. Going even though you're scared. You know, stepping even though you're afraid. In other words, doing it scared, as one of my friends likes to say. And then in verse 29, right, come, Jesus says. And Peter does. He walks on the water. And if we could just pause for a minute, I mean, Jesus is walking on the water, Peter is walking on the water, and, you know, those of us that have grown up in Sunday school and have read this story for, you know, decades and decades, we say, well, of course Jesus is walking on the water, he's Jesus, and yeah, Peter goes out walking on the water, but this is an extraordinary story. I mean, think about maybe those of us that have not heard this story or might be a little bit more skeptical of, you know, could this happen? Could this be history? I do believe this is history, and I believe that this story is making a very important point that Jews in the first century would have, you know, picked up on. Because what Jesus is doing here as he walks on water is he is taking authority over nature. He's telling nature what to do, and nature is doing something that nature doesn't normally do, but Jesus is taking authority over nature. And then Jesus is asking Peter, or inviting Peter to participate in a human being taking authority over nature. Now that seems weird unless we think about Adam and Eve and how God gave Adam and Eve authority over God's world, authority over God's nature. And of course they gave it away. That's a whole nother story, a whole nother podcast. And Jesus came and reclaimed that authority over nature, authority over the world as God's human representative. And that's another podcast, honestly. But Jesus is not just God among us. He is. He's also a truly and fully human being among us, functioning in the way that God has called human beings to function, to take authority over nature. That's what's happening within this story. And then, again, Peter's invited in verse 29, come. Come with me. Come take authority over nature with me. Step out of the boat and onto the water. And, you know, God is always calling us to walk toward him. The Spirit of God's always calling us to get out of the boat and into the water, to walk on the water, to get out of, or to get off the bench and into the game, you know, to stop being quiet and to say that, or to stop saying and to start being quiet, you know, to risk there again, to love that person, yes, that person. You know, some have said that this story, walking on water, is doing in the power of the Spirit what it is that we, prior to that point, thought was just impossible to do. There's just no way. And so maybe think about your relationships and your roles. What's impossible? What's just no way? There's no way I could do that or say that or be that or enter into that or step into that. There's just no way. I don't have the strength. I don't have, you know, whatever. That's what the Spirit of God is calling us to do. It's exactly what Jesus calls Peter to do, and it's what the Spirit of God is calling us to do. And as, you know, New Testament giant Rudolf Bultmann would say, this is a moment. This is a moment of decision where Peter had to say, okay, am I going to stay in the boat? Am I going to stay in this relationship and in this moment and in this task the way that I have been? Or am I going to respond to what it is that God is calling me to do right here, right now, in this moment, in this relationship? Am I going to, you know, get out of the boat and walk on the water? It's this moment of decision. And I think many of us are facing this kind of moment right now in our roles and, you know, in our relationships. Are we going to stay in the boat, or are we going to get out of the boat and walk on water toward Jesus. So today, let's think about that question. Let's ponder that. Let's give Jesus the space to let us know what it actually looks like to get out of the boat and onto the water as we walk and talk with him and say, God, you know, not only thank you for this role, this relationship that I'm in, but God, thank you for giving me the insight of what it looks like in this role and in this relationship to, even though I'm afraid, to do it anyway, to get out of the boat and onto the water and walk toward Jesus. And we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.